I'm Alan Weiss. I'm happy to be here interviewing Donna Brighton on one of her specialties, which is sponsorship, but sponsorship really in a different way than we're used to thinking about it. We call this segment Talk the Walk. Donna, nice to be with you.
Thanks, Alan. Great to be here.
Tell me something about sponsorship as you define it.
Sponsorship is not typically what we think of whenever you're paying money for an event or to be featured as part of an event. Sponsorship is when you not only pay the money for a project or a change to take place within an organization, it's also when you personally invest through communicating, through defining results, and a few other things in ensuring that you get the results you want from the time and money you're investing in the project at your organization.
So it sounds to me like you're talking about moving people from complying with something to committing to it.
Absolutely.
So this is a leader who walks the talk and talks the walk.
Most definitely.
So what would you say are the success metrics? How would you know you're successful as a sponsor?
That's a great question, Alan. And actually, it's up to the sponsor to define what success looks like. This is one of the issues I've found. Sponsors often spend the money on a project, but they have no idea what it is they want to get out of the project. So one of the first things I would recommend to a sponsor is define what success looks like. What are those success metrics?
So the sponsor says, here are the success metrics, so we know if we're successful or not. We know what our progress is.
Yes.
So it sounds to me like this is more than just an event. It's more of a process.
It absolutely is a process.
And what would that process look like from start to finish? Just, you know, in 60 seconds.
The process begins with first understanding what the change is or the project is. What is it? Why are we doing it? Then ensuring that everybody knows exactly what their part is in that project. Helping them reach a point where they want to be engaged. And as you said, Alan, moving from just complying with that to actually being committed and then practicing it so that you have an ongoing engagement long-term from whoever's involved in that project.
So sponsorship sounds like going where no man has ever gone before, to quote Star Trek.
That's one way to look at it.
So what's a good example of sponsorship in the environment that you would cite for people to think about?
One of the examples I'd like to share with you is currently Kraft Foods, under the leadership of Irene Rosenfeld, has moved from a provider of foods to really a transformed organization. They've recently acquired Cadbury, have rebranded the organization, and are working with a whole brand new set of values that organizationally they're living out.
If you were advising someone like her or like anyone else, and I know you do this for your profession, what would you say are the three or four key things they should keep in mind to be the best possible sponsors they could?
Sponsorship, first of all, is not about writing the check, showing up at a kickoff meeting, wishing everybody well, and then at the end going to a celebratory dinner. Sponsorship is about remaining engaged throughout the course of the project. So you do want to make sure that you have adequate finances, but you also, as I mentioned, want to make sure you define what success looks like. And then once you understand what success looks like, you will communicate that constantly, reinforcing exactly what needs to happen. Because, unfortunately, the vision of success leaks. So throughout the course of the project, people may forget where exactly it is that you're going. So it's your responsibility as a sponsor, as the leader of that project, to keep people focused and moving in that right direction.
So it sounds like obtaining feedback is really important.
Feedback is very critical, because what can happen throughout the course of a project, you may move in a direction that's not getting you to the results that you want to accomplish. So consequently, as part of that, you as the sponsor need to build in a feedback mechanism so you're hearing what's going on within the organization, you can course correct and ensure you reach the results that you want to accomplish.
You have more experience with creating good sponsors than anyone I've ever met. What would you say is the key to celebrating your success once you've been there? How are you inclusive about celebrating success when the sponsor's been successful and the people with the sponsor have been successful?
This actually starts at the very beginning of the project, believe it or not, because how do you know what to celebrate if you haven't clearly defined it up front? And I find this is often lacking. So you reach the end of the project where the time period has ended, but we don't really know if the results have been achieved. So one of the secrets in celebrating that success is knowing we accomplished X percentage of engagement, or we have X percentage of the organization engaged and involved in this way, because that's what we set the success criteria up to be right at the beginning. and we involve and appreciate everybody that's been part and contributed to the success.
Donna, where's the best place for people to go to get more information about this?
We'd love for you to check us out on the website. That address is www.brightonleadership.com, and we'll share a brief assessment for you to determine whether or not you, as a sponsor, are doing the best possible job you can do.
Now, this is a rare podcast in front of a live audience. Let's hear it for Donna. I'm Alan Weiss. It's been a pleasure to be with Donna Brighton. Listen here for more of this kind of information. Have a good day.